Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? This is a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is April 23rd. 2024. Glory to God. Tuesday. Happy Tuesday. I'm glad that you have been able to go into this Tuesday and know that God is with you and God is in you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Welcome to Word for Today. Word for Today is continuing on, expanding our minds, expanding our experiences with God. Amen. We have been focusing on living in the kingdom. Kingdom living is, yes, say it with me. Kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Glory to God. We have the faith of God. Our hope is in Jesus. And we love all. Glory to God. We love all. And as we walk in that, as we begin to understand what that means for us in our lives, let us continue to study the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give God all the glory and honor today and always. Amen. Amen. Sorry about the noise. I have been thinking about, you know, I thought I was finished with the scripture that we were studying on yesterday. I thought I had finished it up, and we have been looking at 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. And I thought I had finished it, and I didn't do a podcast this morning. Excuse me. And I've been thinking about it all day and just, you know, trying to relax and hear what the Lord has to say and see what the Lord, where the Lord was leading me next. And it just kept coming back to this scripture, and the Lord said, "You're not done." So I sit here and begin to read and saw what the Lord was saying to me. And it's this verse 10. And verse 10, we talked about last night that it's nothing, any good. It's no good that we have done that has given us what we have. But God has graciously, it was in God's divine pleasure and God's marvelous grace that God gave us a union with himself through Jesus Christ, his son. And so it was ordained from the very beginning of time that this would happen, that God would reconcile us back to himself with through the son. So, and make us his own sons and daughters, daughters and sons. And so now that we are God's daughters and sons, that we have to really focus on who we are. First of all, we have to realize what Jesus did for us and how Jesus has given us life more abundantly. Now, verse 10 in the Passion Translation begins like this, and it reads, "This truth is now being unveiled by the revelation of the anointed Jesus, our life giver, who has dismantled, has taken apart, has destroyed." And then the word, it says, obliterated, and I cannot say that. "All its effects," totally destroyed all its effects on our lives. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus has destroyed all the effects of death on our lives. You see, it says that Jesus It says that the wages of sin, what sin earns is what? Death. That's what the wages of sin is. The dominion of sin that was on our lives before we came to Christ had the result of death on our lives. So everything that was coming towards us was to, as scripture says, steal, kill, and destroy us. That everything that came to us was meant to take us out. That's why, you know, every time someone says, my wife and I look at each other, when somebody says, because it was for a reason. Yes, it was for a reason, but it wasn't a good reason. It was for a reason, yes. A reason to steal, a reason to kill, a reason to destroy your life. That's what the reason was. You know, but God has delivered us from that. It says, Jesus, our life giver, has dismantled death, has totally destroyed all its effects on our lives. All the effects of death has been completely taken off of our lives, glory. We have to get a hold of that and not be so death-minded. That's what it's saying when we start thinking about when you turn 30, you're over the hill. Or is it 40? Whatever it is. You know, when you get to a certain age, they start talking about, oh, yeah, you start falling apart, this and stuff. You start having aches and pains that you never had before. If you say that all your life, then what's going to happen? It's the words that you speak. So it's what's going to come, is what's going to be delivered in your life, because that's the words that you speak. It's what you say. We have to realize that Jesus has destroyed that. He has dismantled the effects of death in our lives. We don't have to fall apart because we now turned 40. Or 50, or whatever it is that they say that when you've gotten to the top of the mountain, now you're going down. No, I'm still trying to climb to the top. I'm still going for the top of the mountain. Hallelujah. We have to change how we think because Jesus has already done it for us. It says dismantled death in our lives. Now that... And you say, well, people still die. Yes, physically, people still die. But death does not have a hold on our lives as believers as it had when we weren't believers. And so now we can begin to say life over our bodies. I am not the person I was 10 years ago. I'm not the person I was 5 years ago. Because I've learned that I have to see myself whole and healed. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying there's some miraculous thing that's gonna come over me and I'm gonna be completely whole. No, I have to do my part. I have to do what I believe God is calling me to do, and part of that is exercising. And the other part is to make sure I'm eating better. I have to eat better. And my wife helps me with that. I also have to make sure that I'm listening to God to do medically things that I need to do to make my body work better. And so we can't discount medical science because medical science is something given to human beings by God. We wouldn't know half the stuff. Look at the medical marvels that have occurred just in the last 5 years. Just in the last five years. I'm going to say 5 to 10 years. The things that have come out, the things that have been developed, the surgeries that have been changed for life. Changed surgeries that used to take people out for weeks and weeks. Now you can have the surgery and be up and go home overnight or the same day. It's medical miracles that's given by God. And we can't discount those. Yes, God is still in the miracle building, and he still can heal a hip by prayer. But most likely, for a lot of us, that's not going to happen. Because we have not developed our belief to that point. But we have to learn how to begin to do that, to believe God, to trust God to that point. But until we get there, we got other things. God has given us other stuff that we can rely on and that we can believe God for. And not just, and it's not just taking it as is, it's believing God in it. It's believing God that God is going to bring us through successfully. God is going to, God's hand is in there with us, with the surgeon, with the anesthesiologist, with all the other things that happens in surgery. God is right there. Jesus is right there. The Holy Spirit is guiding and walking us through because, and death has no hold to us. It says that Jesus has dismantled death and totally obliterated all its effects on our lives. Glory to God. You see that? The power of God. I said it. Obliterate. I tried to say it again. All its effects on our lives. It cannot destroy us. Death cannot destroy us. Because it says to be absent from this body is to be present with the Lord. So even when we die, it cannot destroy us. Our bodies lose function because we're no longer in it. But it didn't destroy us. We are still alive. We are still moving on. We're in the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. So we have to realize that in this body, that death has no effect on us. Jesus has has destroyed the effects of death on our lives. We do not have to be under the things that try to hold us down, because we can say, no, I'm not going to be this way, however that way is, whatever it is that's holding you down, whatever it is that's holding you back, whatever it is that's keeping you from moving forward, whatever the thoughts, the feelings, whatever it is that's holding you back. You can say, no, I'm not going to succumb to that. I am not going to submit to that. I am submitting to the love of God. God loves me. Hallelujah. And because God loves you, God is making things right for you. But you have to agree with God. We have a part that we have to do. We have to agree with God. We have to begin to say the same things that God says. If Jesus has completely destroyed the effects of death on my life, then my bones and my knees have to line up. They have to become right. They have to line up because the effects of death on my body has been obliterated. The effects of death can no longer hold me back. As I exercise, I thank God, hallelujah, that as I exercise, that as I'm exercising, my muscles have to respond to the exercise I'm doing, to the exercises that I'm doing, and the weight has to come off. It may not be immediate. It may not be today. It may not be tomorrow. It may be a month from now, but it has to come off. It has to cease. Pants that I put on last year when we put clothes away and my wife took out the summer clothes, I put on a pair of pants that I couldn't wear last year. Hallelujah. It has to go because the effects of death has been destroyed by Jesus. The effects of death on my life, the effects of death in my emotions cannot defeat me. I will not allow envy, jealousy, stress. I will not allow it in my life. I will not allow that anything to come in that would distract me from being focused on the promises of God. I'm going to stay in faith and believe God and trust God for everything that God has for me, knowing that God is in me. And therefore, I'm living in the kingdom of God. And as I'm living in the kingdom of God, good is coming. Good is here. I'm experiencing good in my life right now. And therefore, because good is here, because good is working in my life, I believe God. The effects of death is destroyed in my life. Amen. The effects of death is destroyed in my life in every single area. I have good relationships. I have great relationships. God has given me wonderful friends. God has given me, I don't even have the words to describe how good my wife is to me, how wonderful she is in my life, how fulfilling she is in my life. She is the mate that God had for me. And therefore, I'm wonderful. And God didn't just do that for me. God would do that for every single one of you out there. Every one of you who hear my voice, God will do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. What God has done for one, he will do it for another. You just have to believe God and then begin to listen to the voice of God that's in you, directing you. The Holy Spirit of God that lives in you, you have to listen and be directed. And allow the Holy Spirit of God to direct you in your life. Glory. Hallelujah. Because the effects of death is destroyed. You know, and it's hard because we see so many things going around, and it's just because everybody doesn't know this. Everybody hasn't been taught this. And they need to be. They need to hear it. So share this post. Share this podcast with your friends. Share this podcast with people you don't know. Share this podcast so that people can hear the goodness of God, so they can receive what God is saying as God is speaking to them. Jesus, our life giver, has dismantled, has destroyed death and the effects of it in our lives. Death has no place in our lives. We are the children of the Most High God, the God of the universe, the God, that God lives in us. The Holy Spirit of that God is in us. And then the last part of it says, and has manifested his immortal life in us by the gospel. The good news has been shared to us, that we understand what the good news is, that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus came, paid the price, received it all on his body, died on the cross, went to the grave, went to hell, destroyed the devil and the demons, and got back the keys of the kingdom, glory. Was raised back into life, brought back the keys of the kingdom. First, he went to Abraham's bosom and took captives and delivered them out of captivity. And then he came back here and talked to the disciples and gave us back the keys. Hallelujah. That we can live victorious lives. That we can live abundant lives. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be. We have to stop living in the past. We have to stop living in the stuff that was taught to us years ago. Those rules you can't keep. They're binding you up. They're keeping you in a sort of prison. You have to let them go and believe God. Receive Jesus anew in your life without the restrictions of religion. And understand the things that he's doing in your life are new. Not that it's new to God, not that it's new to other, new to people, but it's new to you. I receive the newness of life in you. Know that God loves you. God loves you and has given everything so that you can be his daughter and his son. And therefore, if he's done that, he will not withhold any good thing from you. God has given us everything that pertains to life and godliness. We have to begin to see and study to know what that is, and then begin to walk in that so that it is produced in our lives. Jesus, our life giver, our way sure, has given us life and showed us the way. We have to learn to walk in it. He dismantled death and obliterated all its effects on our lives. He has given us back to God as daughters and sons. We are the children of God. Yes, live like it. I love you. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. Have a beautiful, wonderful evening in the Lord, and I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to and just to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.